coverage of the CONIFA World Football Cup in London on Energy FM with Organic Roofing Solutions. Like Ellen Bannon, we have plenty of more in Asbury. Pride and passion in all of our roofing work. Contact Mick today for your free quotation on 242-118. Come on, you Manx.
It's Energy FM and we are talking the CONIFA World Football Cup with Organic Roofing Solutions. And we're joined now by Alex Holden, the winger for Ellen Vannon. And Alex, you've played both games so far. How has it been for you down there?
It's been pretty tough, to be fair. It's been quite a lot of hard work. The teams we played against have kept the ball really well. And with such hot weather, it's really difficult to try and get it back off them. You've got to work extremely hard and then to try and maintain possession as well while you're doing it. It's very difficult indeed. But, I mean, the lads have fought through it well and we've managed to get out of the first game with a good result, 4-1, against a very good, well-organised team with some great goals scored. Not sure if you've seen any of the footage there, but some great goals indeed.
Yeah, we saw the Paddy Power video that's put up and there was a couple of... Malcolm described them on Twitter as worldies, and fair play, he wasn't wrong, and there were some belting goals. We did see Tamil Eelam take a bit of a stuffing, and I think the general consensus here was, oh, here comes Ellen Vannon, but they gave you a really good game yesterday.
Yeah, we were quite surprised, I think, to be fair. We thought we might be able to turn them over quite well, but again, they were well organised and kept the ball. They like to play out from the back, which is different style to what we're used to. And we're quite direct. When we have possession, we give the ball straight back to them. So, as I say, we're working dead hard again. But there's some good goals scored. Steve Whitley managed to bag one. Working hard just on the end of a half chance and just turned it into the net.
To come away from your first two group games winners in both of them, 6 points, it must be quite frustrating for it to still not be in the quarterfinals and have it all to do today.
Yeah, well, it's a big game today, massive. We're going to have to keep it tight and do all the basics right. We thought, well, yeah, it'd be nice to be straight through, but you've got to just go take it game by game and give everything today, make sure we secure our spot. So I'm not sure what they're going to be like, because we watched them and they've been quite mixed. Right. They've got some good outlet players, very fast wingers, so I'll be working very hard to try and get back in and cover it if I'm starting. We'll have to see.
And a game less than 24 hours after the final whistle for today, that must be quite daunting for everyone.
Yeah, I think all the lads just took it easy last night, just got chilled out, relaxed and got the food on board in preparation, really. I've been just taking it easy. But, yeah, playing three games in such a short amount of time, the manager's going to have to use the squad. I'm not sure what his lineup's going to be, but...
Yeah, I guess that's what the squad's there. Well, it's a 3 o'clock kickoff today. Barrow are playing at Coles Park. We wish you all the very best, and we'll catch up with you again tomorrow morning. Thank you very much.